Well, folks, we have enjoyed a few different courses here today, and Chef had a little grin on his face as he went back to the kitchen with this wine. And I'm with Susan Luker from Simi Winery, and he took the bottle with him. I'm glad we poured a glass here. This is the Landslide Cab from Simi, and this is what I would call a monster wine.
It's a blend of Cabernet Merlot, Cabernet Franc, Malbec, Petit Verdot, so, and a little tiny bit of Tannat. So.
Tannat? Tannat or to be?
Tannat or not Tannat, yes.
Yeah, you said it right.
We Tannatted.
I don't think I Tannat what that is.
Tannat is, it's the only non-Bordeaux varietal in our blend. It's the national grape of Uruguay.
Oh, okay. We're getting into a little intrigue here. So that's exciting. This wine is just spectacular. And 2011, or are we still in 10?
2010. 2011 is sleeping in barrels right now.
It's exciting to talk about the fruit and where it's coming from.
Oh, well, this is 100% Landslide from the Landslide Vineyard. This is from Southern Alexander Valley. This a little bit of a cooler site within Alexander Valley, so that gives us a little bit longer hang time, really ripe tannins. You know, Alexander Valley, you think of supple tannins, and this really has it.
Let's tell folks really what that means. The weather here is extraordinary because we can get days that are close to 100 degrees and then go to 50 at night. That's a real key to making wines like this.
Oh yeah, we call that the diurnal change, temperature change, and that's just...
I'm glad I don't have to say that.
Just the day to night, and what's great for grapevines, it's not bad for people either because it's great sleeping weather. When it's cool like that, you can snuggle under your comforter and sometimes you don't want to get up.
No, all the time. This is really a signature wine. There are other cabs coming from Simi, but this might be my favorite.
Oh, well, thank you. I think it's my favorite. I love our reserve, too, but sometimes that one is just too dark and brooding, and this one has a real vibrancy that I think is unusual in Cabernet.
Really has the soft layers to it, and then it has the strength to it. It makes it a perfect food wine. I think we've said that a few times.
All of our wines are perfect food wines, I think.
Just ask Susan. She'll tell you. She's just being honest here. You've had this with many different dishes. What is your favorite?
There's a short rib ravioli that I think is just phenomenal. It's got a little bit of a veal reduction sauce. I think that's my favorite pairing.
I think I know where that came from, too. There's a great restaurant in here in town called Ralph's Bistro, which has been a fixture here for decades.
Yeah, 21 years and counting.
We're headed to Ralph's right now, folks. This is Northern California at its best. This is Healdsburg at its best. And this is Simi Winery at its best. Thank you so much for visiting with me today, Susan. And let's get to the food because we've talked about wine long enough.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Well, folks, one of my favorite grapes is Zinfandel. And I think that's probably one of the main reasons I live in Northern California. There are some amazing Zinfandel vineyards here. Another good part of it is that they're older than I am. So I like that part of it. I'm sitting with Susan Luker, and this is Simi Winery at its best. Susan, you've been here for over a decade, and you've seen Simi rise to the top. I think they're the oldest winery in Sonoma County.
We are the longest continually running or producing winery in Sonoma County. We kept going during Prohibition. Well, we kept making wine. We didn't sell it when I wasn't here.
And that bottle of Zinfandel on the table is talking to me. I love Zinfandel. Let's talk about the fruit sourcing here. We're going to be talking about right close to the winery here is Dry Creek Valley, and that is where Zinfandel is at its best.
It is. This is 100% Dry Creek Valley, and the fruit really jumps out of the glass. This one, it's hard to contain this wine. It is.
I can see by your smile that you're a big fan of the grape also. It's so good with food. I think that's really the bottom line here.
Oh, this one especially, I think, because it's got a nice balance to it. It's pretty packed with some alcohol, but everything is in check. It's a pleasure for me to taste it because it reminds me of being out in the vineyard and eating the grapes. Just...
You know, I've had that experience myself. Just before harvest, you go out there, and you have to do that every day. I don't know how your tummy can take that, but in the early mornings, it's really fascinating for me to see Dry Creek, to drive out Dry Creek Road and see some of these vineyards that are 100 years old or more.
Oh, yeah. They are quite stunning, especially right now. The leaves are very vibrant. It's been an amazing harvest, and the post-harvest season's been exceptional this year.
You've really been blessed here in Northern California. Almost every vintage is great. The last two or three years, though, have really been special. And
actually, well, 2013 was huge for us. It kept coming.
Well, that's always a good thing. Now, food-wise with this, we can cover a wide spectrum, but again, I think I might go to pork. Pork and ribs and Zinfandel is a classic pairing.
Yeah, you know, this one's not bad with chicken, too.
Let's get both.
It even goes with salmon. I like a cedar plank salmon with the Zin, too.
We can eat all that food, but well, maybe there'll be another time.
I'll just have some sweet potato fries.
Well, we're expanding out the menu here, folks. We'll see what Chef brings to us. And it's time for some great food here on Have Wine, We'll Travel. Thanks, Susan.
Thank you.
Well, folks, we have been enjoying three beautiful red wines, and this is very exciting. We're now down to the Zin, and I noticed that Chef Wayne Johnson here is taking a liking to this Zin. I think this is going to have to stay with him. Fortunately, we have another bottle.
Oh, that just lit me up. One more of these. Wow. This Zin, you know, Doc, I brought out this quail with a little bit of the currants and the demi, the sweet demi. And there's some little bit of thyme in there, but you notice how the thyme came up to the top, but now with the Zinfandel, the fruit's coming forward. This is why I like not just saying try this one wine with this one dish, because each wine makes the food speak differently.
This Zinfandel, this is not for the faint of heart.
You know what, I'm still looking and tasting this thing and going, I'm taking that second bottle home with me.
I can see this will be on the wine list here, folks, very soon.
That was a great choice. I'm glad you brought that in. I'm glad we were able to try these wines with the foods the way we do it, Doc. I don't know if anybody else is having as much fun as we are.
No, they're not, but I do have one last item for you to pair up here, because Dr. Vino does not leave Seattle without at least three or four desserts.
Well, I got a couple for you.